It is a Wednesday drive coming up, the Wednesday Drive Happy Hour with Blair Hardman. Joining us right now to talk about this painting that was found, lost in the 80s, found at a home near Naples in Italy by Sandro Botticelli, 15th century master. They found it. It's worth at least $1.9 million. So we're talking Italy. We got to go to our longtime senior drive Italian correspondent. He is Christopher Di Matteo. Buongiorno,
maestro.
Buongiorno, paesano. Go ahead.
È un piacere stare con voi.
And to you too.
And that is where I should leave it. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
So, you know something about this 15th century artist, master, Sandro Botticelli, and this painting,
yeah.
This ridiculously expensive painting. Well, now I get it's a Botticelli, so, but it's a...
It's a Botticelli, so it's what you... I mean, we have to put a dollar or euro amount on it, but it's priceless.
Yeah, and it's a depiction. Most people have seen copies of it, seen photos of it. It's a... The depiction of Virgin Mary and Infant Christ.
Now, many people have seen a picture of it on the Drive Facebook page.
Yeah, okay.
As of this afternoon.
Oh, cool. Now, don't interrupt me. You do this when we're on the phone, so I expect you to interrupt me.
Excuse me.
Yeah. See. This was discovered in a home in a town near Naples. And again, it's worth $1.9 million. How did this happen?
Well, that's the question that the Carabinieri and the Italian government are all asking as well. And there are basically two possible explanations. One of them, I would imagine that this could be a leftover of the old way of doing things, where a favor or a loan, or a loan that is forgotten, or, you know, somebody's friend says, here, take this painting, it's real nice, and I know I owe you money, but hold on to this painting, you know, in the meantime. Who knows? Nobody really knows. And so that's why all of the reports have gaps in them that don't explain. I read in the Italian papers, too. Nobody seems to know really how it ended up there. Every work of art has a very carefully documented provenance, and we know that it began with Botticelli, that it was his personal property, since it's believed to be a depiction of his lover, the young Simonetta Cattaneo Vespucci, who tragically died at the age of 23, and so he carried this painting of her around with him. Later, he gave it to Pope Sixtus IV, who later gave it to a church down near Napoli where the Medici family had moved in from Florence and they were acquiring property, and he wanted to get into their good graces because he was running out of money and they had lots of it. And so after that, nobody's quite sure exactly. It went from one church to another in the province of Naples and then ended up in this family's house. And the fact that the Italian government lost track of it is interesting because it points to the old way of doing things just in terms of record keeping. They used to keep basically, cardboard boxes full of paper records, and now they're all going digital in Italy, and I can tell you a lot about that. And it was probably the digital record keeping that caused them to discover that this was not accounted for, and that they went and looked for it, and there it was.
Right. And was it on the family's wall, or was it hidden somewhere?
No, apparently it was right out there in their home, and it was not hidden. It was just quietly there. And, you know, if you had a Botticelli in your house, you might not, you know, and you like it, you know, I don't know, you might not tell too many people. It's a real mystery. I shouldn't speculate. I don't really know. And there was really no substantive reporting about how it got there.
No, there wasn't. What else do you know about Botticelli?
I can tell you. If they said that it was immediately going to be given some conservation studies and a restoration effort, they're the greatest in the world at that. There's a huge arm of the Italian government's Ministry of Cultural Affairs is in charge of restorations of paintings and other types of art. But this painting will be digitized first in order to get a benchmark record of its current conservation status, and then it will be given restoration, and then it will be digitized again. And the digitization of the great works of art is really the greatest big news in the last, let's say, 10 or 15 years in Italy. Some people that I know personally and work with, actually, have begun doing super ultra high resolution digital photography of these great works under license from the state.
Cool.
And they have a website, and I can put a link to it on the Drive Facebook page. It's called Alta Definizione, which is a big, complicated Italian word, and to try to spell it. They need a better web address.
Yeah.
If they're going to try to crack the American market.
Exactly.
If I say Alta Definizione, it's it, just like it sounds. But yeah. I'll put a link on the page there for you.
Now,
you can...
It says the painting's going to need extensive restoration. It shows the Virgin Mary with blonde hair, which is odd, covered by a veil, and she's holding a chubby baby Jesus on her lap. Botticelli, 15th century. And what are some of his other big works that you can spot?
Well, his most famous works are The Birth of Venus and The Springtime, otherwise called Primavera.
Right.
The Birth of Venus is that famous Venus on the half shell with her hair tossed on the wind, and his figures are all very smooth and pretty and slightly elongated and very, very recognizable. And I'll tell you, I got a chance to see The Birth of Venus both before and immediately after the restoration that was done in the 1980s, and they really do great work. I'll put a before and after picture up on the Drive Facebook as well for you. But there's nothing like these present-day digitizations. There, you can zoom in to see the very brush strokes and cracks in the wall on the frescoes, or zoom all the way back and take it all in. It's really quite amazing. And this painting will be given that treatment as well, and pretty soon we'll be able to zoom in on it online.
Did you see anything where this family that had this painting, I mean, did they go to jail? Or I
didn't see anything that said that they were in any kind of trouble.
Yeah, me either.
All I saw was that the police were saying that they were going to investigate it to try to determine its provenance. That's all we know, and that was all that was reported. They didn't seem to be in trouble or didn't say anything, because if they had arrested them, I'm sure they would have said so.
Yeah, exactly. He is Christopher DiMatteo, our L.A. producer, and also our chief Italian analyst and expert and correspondent. Chris, promo your radio show. It's cool stuff. Talk about it.
Okay. Well, it's called This Is Jazz, and it answers the question, what is jazz? And it's on a radio station based in Switzerland, but it's online and has worldwide reach. It's called Radio Morcote International .com. Morcote, Morcote.
Right.
So Radio Morcote International.com, and go to their podcast page, and you can listen to the current show, and there's an archive too. Basically, I had the privilege of studying the history of jazz at UCLA as a music major in the late 70s and the early 80s under Professor Paul Tanner. He was the founder of jazz studies at UCLA, and he was a former member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Cool.
And he had personal stories, and he was a great teacher, and I'm basically continuing his work in playing the great jazz and letting the music kind of speak for itself.
I suppose if they Google Christopher DiMatteo, that should probably come up too.
Actually, I've kept that. I'm not incognito online, but my website is cdimatteo, .com, and that's mostly for my translations. I do literary translations. I translate works of great Italian literature into modern English, and I've put a few things up on that site. That's what there's a few links to the radio show there too, but it's under my last name, C. DiMatteo.
Okay, which is D I M A T T E O. You'll figure it out, folks.
That's right. Thank you.
How do we hook up and you should put it on the Drive Facebook page or
I will
or Vicario Productions put the radio your radio thing in there so people can get to it. Because it's a cool,
okay.
It's a cool show.
Thank you. Yes, and so is your show. I like your swinging with Sinatra show too.
That's how we met.
Did an episode once.
We met Christopher a long time ago when I was doing, which I did for 17 years, the show Swinging with Sinatra, which was syndicated around the country, and we wanted to go international, and we met with. Chris DiMatteo, who then was working for, go ahead and explain that story.
The company was called, was...
How soon we forget. I can't remember either.
Yeah, Radio something. And but anyway, we were the express export house for a lot of American radio product. And the company really doesn't really operate anymore. But we tried to get some international affiliates for that show, I remember. But you and I became friends at that time.
Yep.
And I remember we became acquainted, and then after that went away, I took a great big visit up to Sonoma County, and I'll be up there visiting again.
When?
Later this year or early next year,
okay.
Basically as soon as I can organize it.
All right, do it.
And we'll uncork a bottle with Dan Berger.
All right, he is Christopher DiMatteo, our Drive Italian analyst, correspondent, and he's also one of the producers on this show. He takes care of, the wine show. California Wine Country is full of podcasts. You can hear every show for many years on California Wine Country by going to calwinecountry.com.
That's right. And BrewhaHaRadio.com as well.
Yeah, that's right, BrewhaHaRadio.com. All right, he is Christopher DiMatteo. Chris, thanks so much, and we'll talk soon, bud.
Okay.